Now let's look closely at one controversial issue likely to be affected by Justice Scalia's death. That is abortion. Since 2011, Republican-controlled state houses have passed dozens of state laws restricting abortions. Those laws have been winding their way up through appeals courts, and now the Supreme Court is scheduled to hear arguments in a major abortion case in just 2 weeks. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
This is the biggest abortion case before the high court in at least a decade. A Texas law requires that doctors have local admitting privileges and that clinics make costly building upgrades to operate like outpatient surgical centers. These are laws numerous other states have also passed. Justice Scalia was widely expected to provide a fifth vote to uphold these restrictions. Now, without him, it may not change much for Texas. A 4-4 split in the court would leave in place a lower court ruling that upheld these provisions. Elise Hoag of NARAL Pro-Choice America says that would shut down clinics that perform abortion. She points out some clinics have already closed because of other parts of the Texas law.
We would be looking at an even greater health care crisis in Texas than we're already facing.
But a split decision in the Supreme Court would have no national precedent. That means other appeals court rulings striking down similar laws would also stand. And Hoag says there are more cases to come.
I think this vacancy is far, far greater in terms of its implication than this one case in Texas. There are so many laws looking to restrict not only abortion access and abortion rights, but a broader set of reproductive rights in front of the court right now.
One of them also comes up next month. The court hears a challenge to the Affordable Care Act's mandate on covering birth control for female employees. Abortion opponents are mourning the loss of a great ally in Justice Scalia. Clark Forsyth is senior counsel with Americans United for Life.
He was one of the two justices on the court who has publicly opposed Roe versus Wade in prior cases and prior votes. And he was probably the most vocal and longstanding, having been there since 1986.
Scalia had said since the U.S. Constitution does not recognize a right to abortion, neither should the Supreme Court. The issue, he wrote, should be left to the states. Now, if the court flips to a liberal majority, Forsyth foresees a large-scale rolling back of decades of abortion restrictions. He can imagine justices overturning the ban on public funding for the procedure, something presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders have both vowed to do. Forsyth also thinks a liberal Supreme Court
will probably throw out all parental notice and parental consent laws in the country, will throw out all informed consent laws in the country, and virtually any regulation, and create an absolute right to abortion for any reason at any time that we haven't seen in 42 years.
Abortion rights groups say all that is speculation at best. But with so much at stake, both sides of this contentious issue say they're throwing themselves into the fierce battle over choosing Scalia's replacement. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.